Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese,
or Filet-O-Fish.
You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 85, recorded on June 3rd, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we got a show for you today.
It is a show.
Yeah. It is, by the strictest definition of the terms.
And we have somebody awesome back again. We've had him on the show many times. We all love him. He's a cool, awesome dude. Martin in the Little Woods.
Hello.
Welcome to the show again, Martin.
Thank you for having me back. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Steve Martin on SNL. Like, yeah. See who can have the most shows on the Shaft. And Martin's, I think, up there with Minecraft Chick right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, this is like... Is it a third? We were debating this before we started the podcast today. It's,
yeah, I couldn't remember.
It's my second one, like, at home, and then I was on the panel at Minecon as well, wasn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
And so Yogscast, you gotta catch up. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't let anybody beat you. I know how you are.
Well, and you know, we had some exciting news this week. We're finally officially switched over to the game station.
Yeah!
Wow! Welcome!
So, are you with the game station?
Yeah, I didn't know this. Welcome!
Yeah.
So, look, yeah, now we're like compadres.
Were you? Oh, God, they're going to love this in the offices. Cross-promotion and everything.
Yeah. We just switched over yesterday morning.
Correct. We're trying to break into the English Minecraft scene, and we heard this was the way to do it.
That's right. It is, yeah. Definitely the way.
We're like Minecraft Blood Brothers, or YouTube Blood Brothers now.
We are.
Does that get us anything?
No.
Do we get a toaster or anything for...
It gives
we
us
might a, get a You Now hat.
I think it gives death. It gives us a disease or something, right?
Really?
Sort of virus.
The slow clap?
Dirty blood. Yeah, don't swap blood. It's not good for your health.
Is this like DayZ stuff?
I don't really know where this conversation is going, honestly.
I don't either.
I just expected it to lead to a tiger blood joke or something.
Winning!
Winning.
Charlie Sheen, duh.
Well, speaking of winning, we got a bunch of winning sponsors this week.
Yeah.
Do we want to go through these guys?
Yes!
First,
yeah.
We got these are individual sponsors. We got Pseudo Rossi, who says,
Makefile, Echo, and Stacy are awesome! 111.
111.
111.
And Sweezus, who loves the cheese, says,
Everything? Everything.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
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 Remember that was from World Burns?
Yeah.
Remember? You played it, Martin. You don't remember when he said that?
Totally play. I play WoW. Yeah.
Yeah, we all do that. And Rodri, who says...
Rodri?
Yes.
Rodri.
Yeah.
He says, reporting from Cardiff, Wales, it's been too long, Shafters.
From Cardiff.
Cardiff, Wales.
Yes, where everything weird on television happens.
Yeah.
And Crummy, who says,
hi, Martin! Oh, and hi, Brent, Eric, and Wes!
Hello! Hi!
What are we, string cheese? Is that the proper phrase?
Yeah, something
Wes?
Like that.
Delicious.
Okay. And then we have some wonderful Minecraft sites and servers who have also sponsored this episode. The first one here is a YouTube channel, The Lord Bones, who has sponsored a few shows. So definitely go check out their videos at Lord Bones, youtube.com/TheLordBonesMinecraftVideos. Who also wants to say that they had Blighted Maidens featured.
Yes.
Playing the Gorble Camp Quest.
And he needs to start, like, specifying what some of these things are. Like, I want to know what the Gorble Camp
Quest is. Well, you know what you
is.
Should do?
What?
You should go to youtube.com/thelordbones.
That is brilliant.
Ah, that's good.
Good one.
And then, of course, over at the AZ Crafters, they're doing it again. The $100 USD Grand Prize Build Competition, which you can find more at tiny.cc/AZBuild. And y'all catch me on these websites because I think I got one wrong last week.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You said Foss instead of Frost.
No, I said Frost instead of Foss.
Yeah. Okay.
We should probably give them another.
You said Ren Hick instead of Ren Hick.
I said tomato. And then also there's Petio85, who for some reason they are sponsoring a server, but they just say I'm new.
I'm new!
So, I'm new.
I'm new as well.
Everybody go to I'm new and let them know we sent you.
I'm new from Petio85.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
PEDDIO85. We have...
I thought we needed to kind of stop that.
I was trying to be helpful.
This is going
to
be the day where we just interrupt Wes.
That's fine. I'm okay with
that. Over and over again. Not on purpose.
I understand.
Yes.
That's not the purpose. But I wanted to get into here so we could start talking with Martin a little more. Or in the Little Wood.
That's me.
We've got a bunch of saplings who are listening live that want to know more about you. Tell us about you and this past week.
You have the stage.
Oh my god, I've had, like, because this is our journey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have had the craziest journey, I think, in Minecraft this week. I've been up to two things mainly. One of them was I played the survival games with the Yogscast Minecraft survival games.
Nice.
I don't know if any of you have played it yet.
Oh yes.
Yes, yes.
Ah, love it. I've been playing a lot on the automated servers that Chad runs, minecraftsurvivalgames.com. It's very good. And they're all on like a rotation, and like when you die you become a flying creative ghost, and then you can like, you know, spectate people. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of that this week. That was crazy.
Did you ever I made the top five once. How did you do? Did you ever win?
Oh, I win pretty much all the time.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, Martin owns.
I figured people would be killing you pretty quick because you've got a big name.
They do. They go for me, but I'm able to get away. And what it tends to be is you have a lot of people that go for me, but then there's also a lot of people that want to help me as well. So it's sort of a double-edged sword.
See, I think I got all the people who want to go after you and none of the people who want to help you.
There's not really many people that want to help you, Wes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, see what I did there?
Yeah.
I had Blame the Controller helping me.
He's
pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good at it. So I've been playing that. And then there's also the Nox Crew game show this week, which I really would love to see you free on. So it's essentially, it's lots of little game show games from like TV shows over in America and over in the UK as well. And then also stuff that you can only really do inside of Minecraft. And that's gone down a storm. Like, you know, they've got the cheesy American commentators on it. They've got like the video instructions of how you play each game. And I've put that up on my channel because we played, I think it's best of five games. And we just ended up scraping it by the end. But they edited it together in like a big 45-minute piece, like a full TV show. And then I was able to put the five games up on my channel as well, like purely from my perspective. And just like the thought that's gone into the game, like, and as much as making it look good on screen for the players as well, they make you travel around in minecarts and everything's like crazy big redstone things. It blows my mind how they did it, but yeah, the game show was a lot of fun. And you can actually download those maps as well, because they made them public, because they've got new games for pretty much every episode that they're going to do. But I think you should enter it. I think that'd be awesome.
We should.
We should.
What do you think?
Because it's teams are free, so there's like a big tournament board, so we might end up meeting each other somewhere up the ladder.
That's true.
Do a little TGS owning everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, TGS gang. Nice.
I think that's all I've been up to this week. And then obviously we had the new snapshot as well, which is good. And we tried to reopen our public Minecraft server, the In the Littlewood one, but we, because there were so many of us on the live stream, like there is in the chat right now, we ended up DDoSing it. So we were like attacking ourselves. So
take that, server.
Take that, us. We suck. But yeah, that's everything that I've been up to this week in Minecraft.
Nice.
Well, cool.
Oh, and by the way, I'll just throw this out there. Episode 42 was when In the Little Wood was on the first time.
Wow.
So if anybody out there is just wondering and going through our I mean, we're on episode 85, so
you want to re-listen to it.
Say, yeah, this is that. Some people are like, weren't you on that not long ago? And I was like, well, no, it's been about 40 episodes. So you think about it, that's 40 weeks.
Which
does add up. I think it's like a good 10 months. I think I worked it out to.
And we couldn't wait a year like we do most people. We had to get you back. We can't quit you.
That's yes. Right.
Aww. Making me blush.
Speaking of can't quitting, I think Eric and I've been playing some. Oh, and Wes is playing a little bit too.
I tried. Why are you doing Zed?
That's what the in people call it, man.
Really? Is Day that Zed? What all the cool kids are calling
that's
it?
That's like Netherlands, right? Or Australia? No,
you don't have
New
to explain
Zealand.
Things
New
when
Zealand?
You're in the inn. You know?
Yeah, I say Zed, though, admittedly.
You say Zed?
Yeah, not when I say Daisy, because I kind of learned that from the video. But if normally when I say the alphabet or something, I'll say Zed. Sorry,
hey,
I don't know what I said. Okay?
You already messed it up. We already heard it.
Right. So I just been having to get my shoot on this week. I've been playing DayZ and or Daisy, whatever. APB.
Did you play on a hardcore server or did you play on a normal one?
We play on both.
Yeah, we play on all. We cheat
in anything that works.
We're gonna release a video showing you how you can cheat this game.
Really?
I don't know if we should do that.
We found some things that you can do. It's not really cheating.
They're exploits.
Okay, if you call it an exploit, it is cheating.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to show the developer what's wrong with their game.
Right, so we're going to put out a video. Eric doesn't want to. I'm just going to do it without his knowledge. And then we're going to have this like YouTube control panel battle where I take it, put it up, he takes it down. And I don't know. I think people would be interested to see some of the things you can do. I mean, we found some really cool, interesting things that you can do.
If I told them my term that I made up for it, do you think they'll be able to figure it out?
I think I'd give it away.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
You can say something about being on the dance floor, maybe.
Hey, okay, that's a hint.
But now I joined you the first night, the second night I think you played, and the first night you played.
Yeah.
Or no, third night you played. Anyway, and my computer just won't handle it. Have you played it, Martin?
I have. Literally, last night was my first experience on it. I played it with the Bashiverse guys because they've got a hardcore server and they take it really seriously, which I think you kind of need to because if you're just running around aimlessly, the zombies start chasing you and it just gets messy. But it was terrifying. But we got some really funny highlights out of it as well. But yeah, I really like it. I think it's good. The controls are very different for an FPS game as well. I've never played an FPS with controls like that. I thought I had lag at first because it's sort of like a motion, slow motion when you turn and stuff.
Yeah
the blur.
It's very weird. You adjust after a little while, but it's very weird at first.
Well, I get about 5 FPS when I'm playing. So when I turn to shoot a zombie, it's basically like I have an arc of control and I'm just hitting back and forth until I get lucky and fall on the zombie. So usually I have to run backwards and then just kind of ping pong back and forth until I'm aimed on him and then shoot.
And then
Brent and Eric and I were finally met up with each other after like 45 minutes of running around the map, and then he breaks a leg, and so he's crawling on the ground, and zombies are coming up, and I'm the only one with bullets left. And it was a lot of fun, but my computer makes it feel like I'm probably epileptic. I don't think epilepsy is a good trait to have while you're fighting the zombie apocalypse.
No, because your screen goes like gray and it gets all saturated because it's very realistic, isn't it? Like, they were I accidentally shot my friend in the leg and I ended up breaking his leg, and he was losing blood, and then he started going dizzy, and it was just it was bad. It was bad.
I ended up climbing to the top of a building with a broken leg and a bunch of zombies on the bottom, and then really all I could do was lay there. Because I didn't have any way to fix my leg.
Well, we'll tell you after the show how you can fix your leg.
Okay.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Oh, wow.
I need to know that.
I got flung out of a building for no reason. It's up on Bash's channel as a highlight. Like, one minute I'm just crawling around in this building. He's like, do you want a gillyweed costume? I was like, yeah, I guess so. And then all of a sudden, boom! It's like some kind of exorcism. I got propelled through the building, out the window, and I just crash onto the floor, and I'm just lying there like that. Like, it's sort of like spinning around. It was terrifying.
That's awesome.
Yeah, y'all sound like y'all are having a better experience than I am. My experience seems to be just running around looking for Eric.
Yeah, that was most of my experience.
And then
the world
last
is
night,
very big.
Yeah.
And Eric's like up. Well, I won't give away where you are, but basically, yeah. I ran past him to the edge of the world, and then realized that I'd run past him, and then had to double back, then ran past the other way.
Yeah,
yeah. About 5 hours of running,
and then finally I find it, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm logging out."
Yeah, it was like, funny. Oh, Brent, okay. It was late at night, and you know Brent works regular people hours, so he's going to sleep while he's running down the road.
Yeah,
that's right.
Not something you want to be doing in a zombie apocalypse. Let me tell you.
And by the way, DayZ or DayZ, it's a mod for the game Arma 2. So you have to purchase a game, and you have to purchase an expansion pack before you can play
Arma
this free mod.
Yeah, Arma 2 Operation Arrowhead.
But right. You probably already have that. I mean, come on, it was such a huge hit. I'm pretty sure most of the people already
yeah.
have.
The game came out a year ago.
Luckily, though, Steam are very clever people, aren't they? So they recognize that a lot of people were buying the two together. Mm-hmm. So they've actually done a bundle on Steam that you can get. I think you saved like $5 or $10 on it. So
$10.
It might be worth checking out if you're going to go get it.
Yeah, Combined Operations, I think, is what it's called. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
But there's a similarity to Minecraft in the sense that this game is also in beta, and it's blown
alpha.
Up.
Alpha.
I mean, alpha.
Yeah.
It's blown up. Everybody wants to play it because it's almost like a new genre.
Well, it's open world feel that like Minecraft has, right?
Right. It's open world. Yeah. It's a persistent world, and it's just... It's first person, sure, but you can also craft too. You can chop trees down and get wood. You can build cars. You can build boats, helicopters.
You were saying you can make choppers, and I was like, oh my god! Yeah. Like I could barely find a gun, let alone because I started off. Was it the Makarov, the pistol that you start with?
Yeah, the Makarov. Yeah,
and it took me about an hour and a half to get my first silenced weapon. It was an M4. But then you were saying that you can make cars, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm lucky to find a can of beans.
Exactly, yeah. Bash is going to E3, and he says that he's going to take a tin of beans and get the developer of DayZ to sign it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, we figured that out, too, how to load up your bags in no time flat, too. See, we've got all the inside secrets.
We're
going to
break the game. Man. Absolutely break it.
But then it will be fixed.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Minecraft.
That's true.
And we will just, you know, exploit the madness with YouTube videos.
Yeah. And I guess lastly, if you're interested at all or curious, we're going to be doing a lot of DayZ videos. We already have one up. We're going to do some solo stuff with each of us kind of alone, and then we're plenty of videos where we're grouped up. But we haven't forgot about Minecraft.
Yeah. But I'd like to talk about an MMO too. There's this great game called Age of Conan.
Oh god.
And I think
that old crap.
Is that like the jump the shark for podcasting as you start talking about Age of Conan?
No, I don't know. But I figured that would make the old CPers laugh. Yeah. So
And the young ones. Also played a little bit Team Fortress 2, oddly enough that you say that, and APB, a bunch of
APB is good stuff.
Shoot 'em ups. But did get some editing done on Minecraft video that we'll release next week with Sasha Varel from Minecraft Forums.
Yeah.
It's a real short two-parter, so we'll try to get that all up next week for you. Just a little fun short map. I also want to say a big old happy birthday to Michael, who's out there listening live. Thanks for tuning in. I also want to mention, you might have heard me talk about Matt and Ben last week. Well, they're in the studio. They came down here this week.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
And if you're watching live, you can see Ben on the camera. So you want to say hi real quick?
Hi.
And he was telling me, like, he's putting together his own server right now, and it's madness. Like, what he's doing is just blows me away, like, all the redstone stuff that, like, I don't even touch. And so it's very cool. So it's cool to have him in the studio this week, and I have to do it again sometime.
Yeah.
And Eric, you talk about videos.
Yeah, okay.
What's this madness that I see on our channel?
Madness!
I put up a new music video yesterday called Old Uncle Duty, Keep Fiddling On. And it's done to a song from 1938. It was actually recorded in 1938. I went back in time, recorded it, and went to the future, and made this video. And it's pretty crazy. I think the consensus is, like, WTF did I just watch? Most people are just like, what is this? This is so weird, but cool, I guess. I don't know.
Just loaded it up, and there's a chicken bobbing his head left and right.
Yes.
it's
weird. It's supposed to be vintage. You know, it is what it is. It's about 2 minutes long. It's a catchy tune. It's got a lot of farm animals bobbing their heads and stuff. We've got a fiddler in there. So anyway, check that out. And
fiddler. Oh, Oh God, that's the best fiddle I've ever seen.
Nice. See, this is a good review. You get to hear hear Martin's reactions live right now.
the way he stood as well, that looks so uncomfortable. I couldn't do that for any longer than about 10 seconds.
Nice.
Oh, God.
It's from my riding mules.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have any horses, just some mules.
Mules. And then, so this was 80, 70 years ago, something like that, right? So I was thinking about doing a futuristic one next or something.
Dun, 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 like, dun.
You know, in the year 3000.
Is that a Conan reference?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know.
Do I ruin it when I say that?
Yeah. Also, I wanted to kind of mention a little something about Egypt. If anybody out there has ever played the Egypt map, it's an adventure map, and we just did a series on it. We have 3 episodes out. Notice there's not a 4th one. I don't know if there'll ever be a 4th one.
Oh, come on, we made a 4th one.
What?
Oh, what?
So, we kind of finished the map and didn't realize it. So, the end of episode 3, it says to be continued. Just ignore that.
Like, go in and put an annotation to be continued.
And to say the end.
Why didn't you make the episode 4 that I made?
Well, it like, just seems so like short.
It was funny.
We got an idea for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
going to
throw it
like,
into like an attention span gaming.
Yeah. Thing. Short attention span. Kind of throw
but
it
it's
into
so
montage.
Short. It's just like.
People get mad at us. Yeah.
Well,
we'd
okay.
be like trolling our own channel.
30 second. Like,
what's wrong with that?
I guess old Uncle Duty kind of trolled our own channel too, didn't it? Anyway. So, Egypt is done, we're going to start our new adventures. We have plenty of ideas. In fact, R. Smalek just released his new map. Remember, he had a contest a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah, the drop map.
The dropper map, where he took 50 people, I think, or something around there, 49, something like that, people... submitted their drops. And if you don't know what a dropper map is, maybe
maybe we should play it and show it to them.
If you watch Yogscast, they did a dropper map one time. It's basically
it
you
kind
just
of
fall.
Hurt my head a little bit because you're falling, but then sometimes they make them like the landscapes of this. So it looks like you're just traveling really fast.
Yeah, it's weird.
It looks like you're using like the Zom's fly mod and stuff.
Yeah. So this it's one is called it's called the library, and there's like 50 drops. They're all cordoned off, and they're like Ron R. Smalek, he created the map using all these drops. So he makes them cohesive. Is that a word?
Cohesive.
Although that is the general neutral cohesive.
I want to say adhesive. What does that mean? That's like glue in it. Okay. Anyway. So anyway, it's a great, awesome looking map. It just came out yesterday, released on June 2nd.
So maybe we'll play it tonight.
Oh, we gotta play this sucker. It looks good.
Jay Gaz's mom in the chat room says that they have a chat. They have a drop in there. So.
Sweet.
Oh, excellent.
And you aren't gonna
Sean B. Martin
wear this
does
hat
too?
All the show.
Are you gonna interrupt me with the next bumper?
No, should I?
You took your finger off it right when I said I was looking at you, and I'm like, "Are you going to interrupt me?" I was trying to do a good lead in there, and you dropped the ball by scratching your head.
Well, I didn't know if you had said anything. Have you said anything?
No, just not really.
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Disney World, by the way.
We keep
Disney
getting World. Booted out of You Now, so I'm done with them for today.
I didn't know, Steph.
Oh, really? We didn't win on You Now?
Someone is actually playing Minecraft. I think they'd rather see that than listen to us.
Oh, that's probably
know,
a good
whatever.
Point. Yeah.
So, exciting news, see? This week we got a snapshot.
Yes.
22 way.
Oh, God. So much stuff in that snapshot. The videos are getting more difficult to make every week to try and like keep it compact, because that's what I like to do with my videos.
I love yours.
Oh my God!
So you got a lot of hands on. What's your favorite? Actually, do a quick highlight reel, like live. Like what are some of the big things here?
Okay, so some of the stuff that you need to know. Emerald ore is now green. Emeralds can still be traded with villagers. Villagers will sometimes ask for 2 items as opposed to 1. That's a thing that happens now. You can also access the very early stages of adventure mode, where essentially you can't break or place any blocks. The only problems with it so far that I've noticed is that you can't place torches, which would be really nice. But in adventure mode, you can still use chests, furnaces, and also crafting tables as well, so you can make weapons and stuff for yourself. I'm trying to think what other stuff there was. There was the jungle dungeon. the jungle dungeon's a thing, and then that contains the new item, the tripwire hook. So essentially, if you lie string down on the floor and put one of these hooks either side, if you walk across that string, or you can even have it at head height as well, it will activate redstone. So inside of these jungle dungeons, it's hooked up to some redstone and a dispenser which shoots arrows out of you. So it's very like, it's got a very Indiana Jones type feel about it, which is quite cool.
Do y'all but do y'all feel like in the future, like adventure maps that people are going to be making with all this stuff, that we're screwed?
Yeah, because
I mean, we're
going to
die a lot.
We're never going to do it.
I just have the feeling. Anyway, go on.
It'll be like Egypt. It'll be to be continued and it never will. what else is there? Oh, enchanting got massively nerfed this week. So you can now basically get you can get experience from anything from mining ores, smelting ores. You can also get it from something else as well, but I can't remember what. But they've also lowered the cap as well on enchanting. It used to be level 50. Now it's all the way down to level 30. Mm-hmm. And it only takes a single ring of bookcases now. You don't need like three levels of them, just the one, either on the same level as the enchanted table or the one above. And yeah, because the level only goes up to 30, it's just a lot easier to get. I think it's a little bit too easy to get stuff now. Like, even if you mine coal, you get XP, which I think is a little bit weird. But I suppose it's kind of cool. And the good thing as well that they've done, you know, before when you used to try and find a level 50 enchantment, you used to like rapidly click away until you saw one and then you'd accidentally skip it. What they've done is now, whichever is your highest level you can access in the crafting in the enchantment table at that time, that will always be the third option.
Like Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some other stuff.
Yeah, and Ben had a good comment here. Don't let Vex know about the new changes.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God. Oh, no, I suppose we could just load it up on a multiplayer server and change the mode back. Hopefully. Hopefully.
So we also got some birthday wishes out to Notch. Happy birthday, Notch.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Notch.
Happy birthday, Notch. Carl called in and wanted to...
This is Carl Mane, and you've been...
Okay, and he just wanted to say...
Happy birthday!
It's Carl.
Happy birthday.
The Yogscast also called in.
I'm Simon. And I'm Lewis.
And we just wanted to wish you happy birthday, Notch.
Happy birthday, Notch.
So, he's only 33. Does that make y'all feel lame?
I'm only 2 years older than him.
Yeah, but and how much money do you have in your bank account?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure his like $4 billion kind of trumps
you. Should have been there. Do you feel accomplished?
Yeah. Also, happy birthday to Paul Source Jr. He shares Notch's birthday.
Oh, wow. Nice. Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah. And my birthday is in a week. Oh, no, in 7 days. My birthday is June 9th.
So we may just have a birthday bash next week for you instead of a guest or something.
I was thinking about that, like a shaft on the Saturday when my birthday
night
is. So that might
or maybe
be fun.
Friday night and hit your birthday.
Yeah,
right?
That'd be fun too. Yeah, I kind of prefer that. I think maybe I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk after. So anyway, happy birthday, Notch. It was good that Lydia even got to go over there and say that's Minecraft chick. Even though she still hasn't. Got her whatchamacallit approved, her visa, she went anyway. So
rebel.
I guess she doesn't get in trouble for that, right?
She's a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
With a cause.
She's a bad influence on us all, I tell you.
To see Deadmau5 live in concert.
Yeah, who is also, oddly enough, I just noticed they just had it on the new things on my Netflix account.
What?
What did they
have?
Deadmau5.
You can now watch his concert live on Netflix.
What? No way.
So
that's
what
weird.
You should do is go on over to...
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a 30-day free trial for Netflix. Help support the show.
Yes.
And watch Deadmau5.
That's cool.
All in one fell swoop.
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5. So where do they go again?
Just a note as well when it comes to Netflix. I have Netflix, but I have the US library because there's a little code that you can type in on the consoles or even on your PC as well, and you can access the American library. So the UK library and the Ireland one isn't very extensive, but if you're from here, then I've got tutorials on my channel on how to do it.
That's nice. Really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very cool.
And we've had some people in some European countries who've said that it doesn't work in their area, but you can get the free trial in areas in Europe, so be sure to let
keep
us
trying.
Yeah. Yeah,
every day.
Yeah,
when you wake up, bookmark it.
Yeah, bookmark it. And
yeah.
I've had Netflix since 1999, and it is the way I watch TV.
That's my main TV has no cable. It has the Roku box, which has Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's all I watch.
Hulu's good, too.
Except for the UI. It isn't good.
What, the...
Hulu. Yeah.
Their browser, or their player...
It's fine online, but yeah, if you're on Roku or anything else, it's so hard. Anyway, oh, yeah. Been watching Touch on that.
Sam Cube has a giveaway.
Sam Cube. Oh.
He is, in celebration of Notch's birthday, he's holding a contest, and he's going to draw your Minecraft avatar if you win.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So to enter, you actually draw Notch his in-real-life picture, or his Minecraft avatar, or both. And if you get chosen as the winner, you will get an original drawing of your Minecraft avatar in the mail, plus a digital full-color version.
Nice.
And wow. I think that ends on Thursday at 6 p.m., and Sam Cube is one of the greatest people in the whole wide world.
He's so cool. Yes. He's got 4 days left on this. He also just published a book in France, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he gave his first signed copy to his parents. It was adorable. He drew a picture in the front of it.
So I think I'm going to take the pictures he gave to us that are signed by Notch, of Notch, and then get some tracing paper and trace it and then send it to him.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
You think he'd realize that?
Yeah, he'll totally buy it, right? Yeah. He's a great guy, and he's not stupid. So
we'll link to that in the show notes, of course. Go give some Sam Cube some love, because we love him.
Yeah.
There's also something that people have been dying for forever, right? Jinx Creeper plushies.
Yeah.
So this is something that Sasha Varel from the Minecraft forums reported. They're pre-selling the plushie creepers with sounds. You push a button and embed it in its chest and it goes, boom.
Oh, God. How many people are going to be pranking each other with that? They'll just be casually sat there playing Minecraft and all of a sudden they'll hear that and they will freak. Oh, my God.
So for $40, you can have your 14-inch high creeper estimated to be shipping out in August 20th. And there's a video we'll link to over at the Jinx website.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody playing a board game, you know, at a convention or something, and somebody activates it behind them? Yeah. And they're not even playing Minecraft. They're like, oh!
It's just a reaction, though, isn't it? That noise just makes you, like, instantly, it makes your stomach drop and your heart sink.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Okay, and the last bit of news we have here, this is something really cool. We want everybody getting involved with. Please, Bebop is making a bid to become the latest king of the web.
Yes.
And win $7,500. Now, with this money, it's all going to water.org if he wins.
Yeah,
all charity.
It's one of the three king of the web partners. So go over there. Voting ends on June 15th, and you can find more about it on Bebop's campaign, which we'll link to. Just go to the website, and you can search for it until you get the show notes. So you can go do it immediately before you forget.
And that is the Bebop box from Minecraft Monday show. Just to
that'd be good as well. It'd be 2 months in a row for Water.org, because obviously Dodger from the game station, she won it this month just gone. She's the current king slash queen. So,
She's on game station?
Yeah,
she is. She's on the podcast every week. She's actually just finished working at the offices to start focusing on her channel full time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She does a TGS podcast.
I want to get her to let me do a lore in a minute. I got to pick one out.
Oh, yeah?
See if she'll let me do it, now that we're on the same thing.
Yeah. Sweet.
And last but not least, while you're out there on the web surfing all these great links, you should surf on over to audibletrial.com/theshaft, where they have over 100,000 titles for you to listen to. And what we've got for you this week is a free, absolutely free trial. It's 30 days, and you'll get a free book with that, and you'll get everything you get free with a normal subscription. Just go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and enjoy all those titles.
I have a recommendation.
Right now. What's that recommendation?
When I was going down to... when I was going down... He's hovering over the button there. When I was going down to Disney World, my wife and I were listening to Fool by Christopher Moore. Mm-hmm. Christopher Moore wrote a book called Lamb about Jesus' best friend. And this book is... it's very, very bawdy. It is not for children.
I was going to say, it sounded like a children's book. Lamb?
No, no.
Is that so happy?
Well, no, that one's not the bawdy one I'm talking about. That one...
Oh.
But it's not children's either. But Fool, it's basically a retelling of King Lear from the point of... King Lear's Jester. And it incorporates a lot of like Shakespeare stuff. And it's very bawdy and very clever, and the language is fantastic, and you will laugh out loud listening to it. So check out Fool, a novel by Christopher Moore, and the narrator is Ewan Morton, and it is brilliant.
Huh. Very cool. So go right now, audibletrial.com/theshaft, sign up. It does help us. Every person who signs up helps us. And I'm telling you, just as a Netflix user from like years, like when they first started, it's an absolutely awesome. Yeah, what did I say?
Netflix.
Well, that too. But Audible as well. It's an incredible service. It is well worth the money. If you're into Audible books, you know how expensive they normally are. So go there right now.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
Brand new listener contribution bumper from
Bob Mills.
Nice work.
And of course, he did the bumper for Excavation Station. So he's kind you know, you can hear the similarity in the barber shop quartet kind of sound. Excellent. And thanks to all the other people who sent in listener contribution bumpers. We actually got a lot of them because I mentioned it. Or, you know, in the Sly Fox episode, and we got like 10, maybe. I mean, we got a lot, so awesome.
Yes.
So you don't send any more. We got like 10 weeks worth now. Okay. So what we got here?
Okay, this is a little different from the ones we normally get. This one is from the typical 14-year-old.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what that means, but it says, "How has Minecraft affected your life?" It's obvious it has a good bit. Since you've been doing a podcast about the game that nearing its 100th episode, which will be like in September, I believe. What would your life be like now if Minecraft never got big?
Well, now, keep in mind, we had done 100 episodes of another podcast called The Shaft. I mean, called Control Point.
Which we thought was big at the time.
Yeah.
We did The Shaft.
Yeah. And then and then Minecraft was way bigger than TF2. But I suppose we'd be doing something else. I mean,
Day's Ed,
something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
But I, you know, I honestly, I mean,
yeah,
it's done a lot more than just that. I mean, yes, we would be doing other things, but I mean, how much Minecraft and the popularity of this show has affected, at least I know me, and I see it in y'all too. Just you know, like going to MineCon and meeting.
Oh no, yeah, MineCon was a good time,
and
yeah.
Just yeah. All the people like Martin, and you know, just I can't even go through the list because I'd leave someone out. But just all the cool people we've met and talked to on a nightly basis. I mean, it's just absolutely enriched my life.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly the same.
And it's weird. I feel like we got this question at MineCon with Martin.
Yeah,
yeah, I think we did actually. Yeah.
It's just weird. It's like some deja vu happening.
Yeah, I just really had a deja vu. Like,
weird. Yeah.
Like, so I think that pretty much kind of sums it up in a bit. It has done absolutely a lot. Where would we be now? VH1 is asking. We'll have a special on that later.
It would be a darker timeline without Minecraft.
Yes, for sure.
We'd have about 5,000 or 4,000 subs on our channel.
Yeah. I'd probably be living in a ditch.
Yeah.
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 Somewhere.
Or probably in here.
With like needles sticking out of my neck for some reason.
I'd be hanging out in Martin's chat room going, "Marry me, Martin, marry me."
I wouldn't have a chat room though if it wasn't for Minecraft, because that literally Minecraft was what introduced me to the whole world of commentary. Up until Minecraft came out, I was only aware of commentaries for FPS games. I never thought that people would want to watch you play and talk about another game. But now that that's happened, I see people play like Zelda, I see people play like Pokepark, like Sly's series on Pokepark is just so entertaining to me, it's unreal. But yeah, I think it sort of opened the door for a lot of people to do anything other than an FPS.
Yeah.
It's been huge for me.
Okay, then I take it back. I'd be in Husky StarCraft's channel going, "Marry me, Husky, marry me!"
Yeah, for sure. Who's also in TGS.
You think I chose that name at random?
He's already working him in.
I am.
And now he's getting cocky about it.
This next one here is from Mosho, and we obviously were running short on listener contributions this week, because it just says awesome vids.
Yeah.
And our answer to that is yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
#fact.
#E3 not going.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to tweet that again right now, actually. E3 not going.
So this next one's from Moan 2. And I'm not sure if it's he or she, but since beta 1.8, it's like people don't care about building something purely for aesthetics or even making functional buildings look good. While continuous updates are good, Notch went the whole other direction with the 1.8 update. The worst part is just taking out everything he added, since 1.8 won't fix things, as they are now part of Minecraft culture, and thus people will be extremely angry if Jeb takes these out. Mm. This is my observation of Minecraft and its community. I'm not sure I agree. I think that there are still a lot of people who are building for, you know, aesthetic's sake. I think you still see it in, you know, these epic builds you see regularly posted.
Well, I mean, just think about it. He added in creative mode.
Yeah.
Like, there it is. Like, now people can make whatever they want without having to farm stuff or spawn it or do programs. Astrogali is absolutely right in his response here. He says, you're looking in the wrong places. You're looking in your little microcosm of wherever you are, and it's just, you're not going to find it there. Go look somewhere else if you want to see the pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, our new server, it's really nice because it's divided up into states, and each state has a different style. Like, one's sort of like a high seas, one's a Camelot vibe, one's very Roman, one's very Victorian. So, like, just in one place alone, one server, there's so many different things. And, like, you know, if you look at the stuff the Voxelbox have done, like, some of the work that Kupo and Featherblade put into their builds is absolutely incredible. Like, the detail and some of the shapes that they make, I didn't think were possible with cubes, but they somehow managed to do it. But yeah, there's definitely a lot out there that's very nice looking.
And I think the other thing you're kind of running into is just the fact that the game is matured. The people who were in there at the beginning, who are trying to make these cool structures for the friends, they've kind of progressed past that where they just want to play the game or do something else. They've made the buildings and they don't want to remake them or whatever, you know.
So. Well, I mean, I think there's an evolution of all the players. I think you get, you play the game for one reason for a while, and then you play it for another. I think people evolve in how they do things. And I know when Minecraft first got started, when we first started doing it, there was a very small community of epic builders. And now I see names all the time. I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a much bigger scene. And also with more people, it's going to be harder to find the epic buildy people, whereas before, you could probably fit all of them on one server.
Yeah. But I think it's as well, it's just the game was always going to be a survival thing. It's just that with us all playing in beta and alpha, it was building bit by bit by bit. Whereas if you're someone that's starting to play Minecraft now on the Xbox, you're getting a bit of survival and a bit of creative mode mixed together. Because I remember when I first discovered Minecraft, it was just purely for building. You know, skeletons and zombies and stuff didn't exist at all. So that maybe they started at the same time as me, but it was always going to go down this route. But I mean, like Fire UK, they make some great builds. They're always a good shout.
Oh yeah.
They're good. I mean, and there's still lots of great things going on, and there's people still doing huge, epic, grandiose builds. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, like on our server, you have to travel farther out to see them. You know, there's a long trip to get to the edge of the map where people can find the room to build their big things, and so there's all kinds of mitigating factors here, but I don't think that's an accurate representation of quote unquote the community.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's a big community.
It's anyway, huge.
Nig Nug Russ.
Nigingerous.
Wait, did you say Nig Nug?
No.
Wait, what?
Yes. I'm trying to say this how Astrogali's telling me to say it. Nig Nug Russ.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's just trying to get me in trouble.
Nig Nug Russ?
Hey, Wes.
Hey.
Please send the housekeeper to Australia. Not Austria. Australia. Maybe send them both. Express post. I need to borrow it for a song I'm making for you. I promise I'll send it straight back.
When did I become an it?
Yes, if you need some housekeeping audio, we can make that happen.
That's very weird.
Yes. poor genderless housekeeper.
God.
And from last, we've got ExoGog. I know you like it short. That's what she said. And here it is. I am loving Brent's Instagram. They are really good photos, and you should all get one.
Yeah. I haven't seen Brent's Instagram. What's your username on it, Brent?
It's Phoetix. Phoetix. Phoenix with a T instead of N.
Okay, I'm going to have a look now.
I've
actually gotten quite into Instagram. I wasn't too keen on it at first. I think because the people that were there originally in it were quite hipsterish, and I was sort of like, this is just like another one of those things where they're trying to be a bit exclusive. Yeah. And I sort of joined it just before the Facebook phase, so I can say, oh, I was here before Facebook got it out. I was there before the sellout stage or something. Yeah. But I really like it. It's really good. The blurs are what I use the most. A lot of the time I don't put the filters on, but the blurs are very helpful for making a focus point.
Well, yeah. I've been poking around with putting camera on Android.
Pudding, like
pudding,
$240 worth of pudding. Pudding.
Yes, baby. Like pudding camera.
Okay.
And it has like different camera styles you can use, including like old film. Like there's like this kind of super blue kind of film, or like noir, you know, like old faded pictures and things like that.
Right.
And I've actually been using those a lot when I take pictures of my kids, because they always seem so dramatic.
You know,
if you just put those little filters on, it's like even a kid blowing out his candle, suddenly it looks epic, you know. So but I haven't been posting them on Instagram or anything. I'm posting on just my Twitter feed.
Cam.
No, I don't. I actually didn't install the pudding app
because
I don't want it. I don't need more apps. I just will load them to my Twitter and let people see them there at Wes Wilson, twitter.com.
/.
Wes Wilson.
Now Barry Levon.
Barry Levon.
Put your pictures in that pudding.
Oh no.
That's
So I actually posted a really cute picture of my daughter yesterday. She had a little pirate tattoo at this birthday party, so you should go check it out.
Nice. I don't have an account, so you can't check out my Instagram.
You do too. You used to.
I signed up. I might have one picture, but I don't know. I don't know why. It's too many things.
Because you want to edit it.
I got too many things. Yeah, I'd rather do video than pictures, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Keek me. Yeah, I'm on Keek.
Did you notice I posted a couple of Keeks from Disney World?
Yes. I like those.
Oh, I need to follow you. I didn't know you were on there.
Yes, I made a Keek account.
I do think Brent's stuff is very good, though, and it's very, very crazy. And
there's one very, 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 very close-up of his eye. Or at least I assume that's his eye.
Yeah,
not quite sure.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It's my eye.
I think so.
That's not one of my favorites. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it. I actually like. I used to kind of think what you were thinking about in Instagram. That was just kind of a place where you took like the snapshot and threw it up there. It was like the Facebook of pictures, right? You just But like my wife really got into it, and she showed me there's all these apps how you can edit the photos like before you put them up there, and you can do so much more than just that point and shoot and do. And so I've always loved like Photoshop and mess around in photos with that. It's just that takes so much time, but to be able to do it just on your phone, like, you know, when you're just sitting there watching a show or hanging out with your kids or eating dinner, I can edit a photo. Or pooping. I like to do them when I poop.
What?
That's my favorite place to edit photos.
The thing I like about it is just like how easy it is to push it out to different websites, because before I was doing TwitPics and then always linking that on the Facebook page, but with this it actually just pushes them out to your like Facebook public page or your own profile and then your Twitter as well.
Yeah,
it's just like a little tick box. It's like yes on that one, no on that one, and it's just very, very easy.
Yeah, sometimes it creeps me out because like I have this rotation set up where like when I put it out on Instagram, it goes out on Twitter, but then my Twitter automatically updates my Facebook, which apparently automatically updates my mom, and so then I get a phone call. And so I got to watch out what I do sometimes.
Yeah.
I understand.
I don't know. You're Keeking.
I am. I'm Keeking. This is going to go live in seconds.
Put it over here. I'm going to your Keek while we're filming the stream, and I think we'll go back in time or something.
Yeah.
What is Keeking?
It's like
Twitter
video.
It's Twitter video. It's like
you got 36 seconds of video, and you put it up, and people can follow you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's such a specific number.
It's kind of like weird. Twitter, right? Like, that's the only reason why I like Twitter.
Yeah, it's like why is Twitter 140? That's kind of specific, too.
Because so that's the length of a normal SMS message. Yeah.
But it works. Yeah. The thing is, it ended up, it was there because of that limitation. But in the end, I think it works because it's like, on Facebook, you start posting, it's like, well, I'm going to post 4 paragraphs. You know, or on your blog, it's just like you got to keep typing because it's a big blog. Well, here you've got 140 characters.
Yeah.
And you got to make the most of it. And so you can do it often, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't have to read your life story in that tweet either.
Yeah.
I like Keith because I don't like reading. I mean, I have read tweets. Yeah, it's not a lot to read, but like, I'd rather watch something than read something. But anyway, this turned into a tech podcast. So let's bring it back and go to this next one right here. If Brent presses the button.
Excavation station.
All right. And here we are.
Excavating your station.
Excavating. All right. Let's excavate your station by starting off with dog training. Submitted by Stacy is special. Stacy could be a man or a woman.
It could.
Stacy is special thinks it should be possible to train dogs to do things such as digging dirt and sand or fetching items. They should also pee on zombies.
That's a little weird, but I think maybe if they went and fetched skeletons.
Fetched skeletons.
Like they would just show up with a bone, but it'd be a skeleton leg, right?
Yeah. They just grabbed him by his, like the spine. It's just like brought the whole thing along with him. Oh, God. I like the idea of them peeing, but probably maybe on fences instead. Because that would be very specific, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like,
I could see that working. I mean, you've got like your little farm with all the pigs in, and then you just got this dog on the corner just cocking his leg up.
Yeah.
Doing what with his leg? Okay, so what? Decay here, SRJ26 wants Decay.
Decay. Paradise Decay.
Like to see the ability to set a multiplayer server to have chunks that have seen no player activity decay after a configurable period of time. Player placed blocks would start being surrounded by cobwebs, then replaced by them. Eventually, even the cobwebs would vanish. This would be a graceful way to deal with long abandoned bases on multiplayer servers.
That'd be good. It's like a visual way of telling if it's abandoned or not.
Yeah, so if somebody goes out of town, they come back and their stuff's gone.
Configurable.
Yeah.
Configurable.
Configurable, yeah.
Still.
Like a year.
Still.
Like on the Chaplain, it's a year.
Still.
That'd be crazy.
Why? Leave them a year. But then, this is Minecraft.
Like, you'd like come through and there'd be these ruins. Right? And like, you left your place abandoned.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work on
the Maybe you have
like
to get house sitters. If you're not going to be playing for a while, you need to hire a house sitter to like go and open the door to your house every once in a while.
There you go. Testificates can do that. It'd be amazing.
There you go.
If they cock their legs up on fences.
Yes. Yeah. If your dog used its fence, would it not decay?
Hmm. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Surely the dog would starve. You should add a starvation head, to dogs.
So this next one, I'm giving it a big eh.
What?
Are you guys giving it a ding ding? I'm giving it a eh.
Let's see. What is this?
It's by talking about
bomb?
The decay.
Oh, I thought you were doing the directed lightning.
No, I was about to go into that. But.
No, it's I don't know.
It's configurable. Yeah. So if you want your server to do it, then just let people know.
I've seen it on this mod like Thumcraft, which actually have like certain levels of good chi and bad chi, I think it is, or whatever the element's called. So it actually, you know, they are able to do stuff between different biomes, and you see it like leaking into other ones. So say there's a lot of good chi in one biome. If the other one is bad for too long, it starts to seep through. So there's already like very early stages of something like that out there.
Oh, I see. I just think it's too destructive.
Yeah, and Astrogali points out that there would be some technical difficulties in that you would have to store the time that every block was placed as well as the last time it was used.
Oh.
So the database would just crumble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yes. Right? I mean, that's potentially might add lag and weird things. I don't know.
So next we've got directed lighting, and this was submitted by Oblivious Bob. I would simply want lighting to be more directed... Lightning to be more directed to kill you. If it's burning down your house, I'm good with it, but I'd also like it if it made a bunch of electrified creepers and zombie pigmen come and try to blow up your house or just plain try to kill you.
I'd like to see more supercharged creepers around, I think.
Yeah.
I think in every thunderstorm it should strike at least one creeper each time. In one biome, one creeper should get struck every time there's a thunderstorm. I don't think that's too much.
Yeah,
I think so. I've only seen one because I used Thor to strike one down.
I've never seen one legit, I don't think.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
Like, I don't even like seeing creepers anymore.
Did you like instantly go to peaceful mode if you see a creeper?
No.
You're like,
no, I'm not
out,
you, Eric.
Just flying off. goes out for a walk.
No, it's just, you know, you wake up and you go deal with the creepers and then you actually start playing.
Yeah.
Bitburner.
I think they should be less because then it scares you more, I think. Like, yeah. if they spawned, because I don't know. I like when I get up, I go out and I deal with the creepers and then go on with the day. Mm-hmm. But if they weren't there, but they spawned like while I'm doing stuff instead, well, now I'm a little bit more freaked out about creepers.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
They're just a function of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Bitburner points out that he has actually been struck by lightning in the game.
Oh, wow.
And Paul Soares in the chat room says that explains a lot.
Nice. Speaking of Ben Burner, he's been showing us the ropes on APB all weekend.
Yeah.
Gave me a creeper shirt.
Nice. That's right. Yeah, I got one too. Yeah.
I need to come play with you guys and shoot out the windows.
Yeah. We'll show you guys.
You see the heart car.
Another video you can see on our channel. We're going to do some APB. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also have one here by Sneaky Daffodil, who wants aggressive daytime mobs. Hey, Shafters, I've been wanting a new daytime aggressive mob that is relatively rare to add a little bit of spice to the game. How about you?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
I think stuff like Mo Creatures? Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the wild bears. Silverfish, I think, maybe could be a bit more common. Because people are constantly mining, aren't they, during the day? But I very rarely find silverfish, so maybe that could be upped a little bit.
I don't know. I think having daylight be relatively safe is a good thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, just to secure some portion of the of the time that you play dedicated to being more safe.
I mean, especially you don't spend the entire time playing the game being paranoid.
Right.
Well, something's around the corner.
I also think that first day, you know, where you don't have anything and you're just walking around and you know night. I mean, that I'm fine as long as the sun's up. Feeling that's part of the game to me.
Yeah,
and that. Terror when the sun starts to go down and you don't have any coal yet.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're racing against the clock and there's no way you can prevent it or pause or anything.
And I think that having paranoia all day long along those lines would kind of ruin that.
Yeah, okay.
It'd make you cry a lot. Because I'll tell you what, when I'm in caves and stuff, I cry a lot. Like, you might have seen some of my epic couplings when I'm in digging in caves. I cry. I scream. I yell.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but something about creatures freak me out, man. Freak me out.
Yeah.
And then this last one is from that Ferguson kid.
Which one?
That Ferguson kid.
Okay.
Oh, that one.
That one there.
Who has been messaging me that he's been doing some amnesia playbacks with Facecam. So, you might want to hunt that down. I bet that's going to be a choice.
We still haven't done that. I still own the game. I've never played it.
You never played it?
Someone bought it for me. And I didn't want to play it until I recorded it.
You got to do it with a face cam.
Yeah.
I'm about like half the way through it, two-thirds of the way through it, and I don't want to play it anymore.
Well, see, I don't think my facial expression really changes much.
Really?
Really.
I don't know.
When I'm afraid or when I'm doing anything, really. It just kind of stays the same.
Then I need to sit next to you.
Yes.
And like,
yeah,
and
see,
like,
it's a smile. And then every once in a while he laughs.
Yeah, I mean, I can smile and look normal. That's about it, really.
That's true. I do have some pictures of you sitting in the chair, and it's usually just this slack-jawed kind of starey thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if that would be too exciting for you guys.
But anyway, that Ferguson kids want harder dungeons. And I think this has been something people have wanted for a long time. Dungeons should have a boss mob inside them, and that mob should have armor or something.
Well, weren't they working on some kind of overworld dragon? Because I know that the Nether dragon obviously breaks through any block that it flies into, but there were talks of having like a fire breathing one, I think it was. But I mean, with the introduction of the new jungle dungeons as well, I'd like to see some kind of like, I don't know, some kind of like serpentine type boss at the bottom of it. I think that could be quite cool.
Yeah.
Something that goes in phases too. I like boss fights in phases.
Yes.
It's like, phase two, now what do we have to do?
It's the redstone phase.
There you go.
Click, plates.
It's like, oh,
click.
You have 20 XO. Seconds to, you have to build a 5 clock. Go.
What's a 5 clock? Wiki.
Too slow, you are dead.
Okay, we have one final excavation station. Ben's actually going to come over here and get on the mic, and he's got something that he wanted to suggest.
Sweet.
Get up real close to it. There you go, right there.
I was thinking nether brick slabs would be good for building aesthetics and more block options in terms of nether, because the nether is really based off of common blocks, netherrack, lava, and nether brick. So I was thinking more nether blocks.
Yeah. I think okay. More blocks.
So yeah.
Get me up there.
So nether slabs, nether stairs. Oh, wait, we already have nether stairs.
We've got nether stairs.
Eric's getting schooled in here by Ben.
Anything that we have for the normal blocks, we need for the nether equivalent as well, I think.
So, I think we should see them.
So
Matter of fact,
we just got sandstone stairs in the last snapshot, right?
Yes.
And that kind of finishes out our stair needs.
I think so, yeah. Something that we don't have yet, actually, is, we've got the light birch wood, and we've got all the different kinds of planks now, depending on what log you got it from. I'd like to see that with also the half steps as well, the slabs. So I'd like to see birch slabs, dark wood slabs, jungle slabs, just so, again, everything can stay color correct.
Oh, okay. Ghost Trade in the chat room said netherwood. That'd be weird.
Netherwood?
Netherwood? That would imply that you would need trees in the nether, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't work, would it? Because it's a little bit hot mods. Down there.
Would you have nether saplings then?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Maybe if you grow a tree in the nether, like, all the leaves just burn all the time. It never catches the wood on fire.
So would this be in the nether regions?
Maybe the wood gets charred or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and becomes nether wood.
Yes, in the nether regions.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And the little nether.
But, yeah, wood. I think it would be kind of cool if, like, trees you grew in the nether were always on fire.
Yeah,
always
that would be good.
On fire.
Yeah. A tree on fire.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Interrupted again!
Love it.
I'm just making all kinds of noises today, sorry.
It's all right.
Blame it on me. So we got a bunch of sightings. Let's see if we can get through these real fast. One thing we do want to say is, you need a website?
Head on
over to squarespace.com/deadworkersparty and sign up. I don't know what you get. Just go there, sign up. How's that for a quick... dirty plug.
Yeah. That's a quick.
You'll get something free, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And if you need a website, why not? We're there somehow, I think. Okay, so anyway, we got a link here. This is just called Chunky, and the text under it reads such. If you're rather fond of a particular scene in Minecraft and you want to have a high-quality rendering of it, Chunky by Jesper Oxvist could be right up your alley. Load a world into Chunky, select how much of the world you want rendered, choose your camera position, and hit render. The website has some rather stunning examples of rendering, including a comparison with the standard in-game rendering.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Chunky. We'll link to it.
Nice.
Let's see. Here's another mod called My People. It's SSP only.
Yeah, this one's kind of weird.
So you want your own notch or the host of the shaft? James097 has put together this mod, which allows you to clone a human or mob by drawing blood, extracting the DNA, and injecting it into an egg. Results in mob spawner eggs in survival mode, but in the case of humans, you can name your clone, and if you use a valid Minecrafter's name, it'll use their avatar. The human clones will fight for you as well.
That's cool.
Oh God, I'm looking at the thread now. Look at the little test tubes. This is frighteningly in detail. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, that's creepy.
That's different.
It creeps us out.
So the next one here is, and hold on, I'm having to scroll down. Wolfenstein 3D in Minecraft.
Let's say what.
Basically, David Ruzicka, a.k.a. DruzDruz, has been working on modding Minecraft to create Wolfenstein 3D.
Ah. Oh.
And so, yeah, we've got a little video of it, and it was tweeted by Notch, so...
So you know it's good.
So it's been seen.
Yeah, but it was done in... It features Minecraft 1.8.8.1. I mean, 1.8.1.
Yeah, I think they might be doing it through the AdventureCraft engine, because that's the same version that AdventureCraft's on. That has a lot of no breaking blocks. You know, you can have custom items like the guns SDK mod in there. It looks like it's the same thing.
This is awesome, because this is like the one time I can say, looking at the Minecraft graphics, it's better than the Wolfenstein graphics. It actually looks like the game got upgraded. Like, someone's going to see this and be like, oh, is this coming out soon? Is this the new Wolfenstein 3D?
Yeah, it's true, though. It's a lot smoother, too. You know, frame rate's better, obviously. Like, that's cool.
Well, look, they're trying to rip off Minecraft. See, I can hear all this right now.
And then we got a video from a very good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Bebop Vox has put out his original song, I Found a Diamond.
Mm-hmm. And it's sweet.
And it's got a video out. And it uses some kind of a lighting mod I'm not familiar with.
It's the Sonic Aphers shaders mod.
You're so smart.
Oh, you mean, are you talking about like the shadows and stuff?
With the sunbursts and all that?
No, that's...
There's a little bit done in post, but a lot of the natural shading is done...
You're thinking about the lens flares, right? That's probably...
Yeah, there's a couple of lens flares in there,
That's probably Andrew Kramer's optical flares.
Yeah.
But that's post-production.
But the sun's really bright in it, and it creates these really...
Yeah, well, he uses the shadows. That's the unbelievable shader mod, right? What is the...
I think the full title is Sonic Aether's Unbelievable Shaders Mod.
Yeah. It's well done. Great song. Sounds great. Mixed well. Great voice. Good lyrics.
Yeah, Brad is very talented, actually. Yeah. He's really, really good.
I was worried Keith was going to sing it.
No, they've got a nice little setup, actually. Apparently they've still got a couple more songs ready to come out. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but we'll do it anyway. I think they've got about 3 songs in the work. This was one of the 3. And it's a really good setup, because Brad does the lyrics and the singing, Bebop works on the video a little bit, and they have a guy called, I think it's Tyler, who does the instrumentals for the song. So I imagine Bebop and the guy's going to be churning them out for the next couple of months.
That's cool. They have the everyone here who is involved: producer, director Bebop Vox, vocals writer Brad Nelber, composer Tyler Clark, the editor Nominal Muffin, and camera work by the Dragon Hat. So nice work, team.
Nice.
Well done.
So we'll link to that. Head over there and take a look.
Do we want
to
cover
a gander? Also, I wanted to ask Martin something. Are you working on a music video right now?
I am, yes. I actually finished writing the song back in February, I think it was. I finished the song. Wow. And just because we've all been super busy, because obviously the Yogg's cast are busy guys and I'm busy and stuff like that. And we were having some problems as well sorting out who was going to sing it. We finally decided that I was going to sing it. And I actually sent out the vocals for it today to my music guy, Pedro. Pedro is piecing that together now. We've got Kieran doing the visuals for the video. We're going for a bit of a different style. Instead of, because a lot of people have done the 3D thing now inside of Minecraft, we're taking it back a bit further than Minecraft. We're going back to 2D animation. And it's looking really good so far. I can tell you it's called Screw the Never, and it's a parody of moves like Jagger. So,
excellent.
I think people are really going to like it. It's like my first song. It's got the same sort of like structure to it, but there's a lot more storytelling in this one, so I'm like super excited for it. I think it's going to be really good.
Cool.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Do we want to cover this last thing?
Hey, Wes.
Oh,
why don't you take us somewhere exotic?
But is there someone at the door? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Is there someone knocking?
Who's there?
Oh, God. There's someone knocking. What? What? Come in.
Housekeeping.
That's not Austrian.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, is she from Australia? Austria? Wait.
One of them.
Oh.
Housekeeping on the Barbie.
That's much better.
Oh, God.
That's not a mint. This is a mint.
There you go. Yeah. You're writing this guy a song for him. Stop.
Excellent.
So, we missed one in the... Oh, man. Okay, well, we have the link, though, to the old Uncle Duty. You talked about that.
There's a couple things. Link to the Ars Malik, the library, so you can check that out. The dropper map.
But we already talked about it, so continue. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Shrimp for pillow.
There we go.
Shrimp.
Are you pulling these straight out of the chat room now?
I pulled that one out of the chat room because it was too good to let go.
That's true.
Okay, so, well, there's nothing here except for Come to Play on Con. That'll be at the end of July.
Yes, yes, we're working on getting... I need to, this week, try to get a hold of all the Minecraft personalities who are going to be coming to Play on Con and try to get them together, or try to get a list together so that we can start doing some promotion of the Minecraft content that's going to be at Play on Con. But we're trying to do a mini MineCon, the unofficial... Absolutely unofficial, no official, you know, support here. MineCon in America, the last weekend of July in Birmingham, Alabama. We're having it at the Hilton, Perimeter Park Hilton. We've got Professor Shy Guy coming to perform. Voltaire's going to be there. There's going to be lots of gaming, Minecraft. We're going to have writers and authors of fantasy and science fiction and fandom down there. We've got. All kinds of people coming. So yeah, it should be a great time.
And we'll all be there.
Yep.
And we'll probably do a shaft live there, which Wes will run in and out of a few times while he's putting out fires. And
somebody
and
will lean on the light switch multiple times.
Probably.
You know, we've been doing this. We've got a great rock band competition that we do every year. Joe Hills competes in it every single year and is usually in the winning team. What we do is the rock band competition is you play the song, but you perform it, and only a third of your score is like the actual in-game score, and a third is your costumes, and a third is your on-stage performance.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
And I think soon you're going to have to talk to Joe Hills about maybe just like headlining the rock band competition, and they just play after it with a cool set.
I gotta tell you, they've got some competition this year.
Oh, do they? Okay, that's what I need to see, because we were somehow close to being competition last year, and we threw a band together in like 2 seconds before the show. So
no, there's a group that has basically won two of the Cedars, you know, like we have these competitions at other conventions.
Yeah.
And their band name is El Presidente, and they won at Chattacon and at Frolicon. And
I haven't been up against the I don't even know what they call it, the Jack Blade Syndicate or something.
No, it was
Nashville Syndicate.
Yeah, and they were James Tiberius Buffett 1 year.
And what was the Minecraft band last year? Something that was Steve's.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it was, what was...
They all had, like, teal shirts on. And
she had the creeper bow.
Yeah, she was all creepered up. Creeper and the Steves or something. Yeah. I don't remember, but it was all Minecraft-themed. It was so awesome.
Maybe we can get them to play at, like, a shaft party, and they can do a rendition of that song.
Yeah.
On rock band instruments. I'm telling you, rock band's gonna be like the new bands. I really need to learn how to play guitar to play in front of people.
So anyway, come to Play on Con. www.playoncon.com.
Yeah, we already have confirmation that some people that have been guests on this show are going.
Yes.
So. Oh.
I know that Wolf21 is planning on going.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Is Luckland going? Did we get Paul to go?
I don't. I'm hoping Lucklin is going. Paul in the chat room, you're talking about maybe going. You need to come.
Hey, Bitburner, we got a lot of really good Southern surgeons down here. Just go ahead and schedule it for the day after the con.
Southern
you won't even
surgeons.
Need.
Yeah. Come on, you need to get down here, Bit.
We can cut you.
I'm working on trying to make it so you can spin down in the main programming room. So
yeah.
It is, and the convention is family friendly. If you want to bring your family, there will be stuff to do for everybody.
Oh, yeah, there's kids everywhere. Yeah. So that's enough about that. So in your housekeeping, Martin, what are you working on? Or what are we going to see? We're going to see any DayZ on your channel soon?
I reckon we'll see a bit more. Yeah, I actually put out two highlights from my stream that I did last night, and people seem to have responded really well to it. They want me to do like a Let's Play and stuff, but I don't know if I can do that. I feel like DayZ's quite... There's a lot of, like, you know, silence and just, like, sort of tensity. And then you have those big moments, or you have those funny moments. So I'm definitely going to be streaming a lot more of that. All this week as well, with E3 going on, I'm going to be streaming when all the big main press conferences are going on. So, like, you know, Ubisoft, Microsoft, Nintendo, PlayStation, all those sorts of ones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be streaming during those like I did last year. I'll have my face cam on, and we'll just have, like, a discussion in the chat about it. You know, second it's announced, we'll all be like, do you think this is good? Do you think this is bad? Other than that, I'm working on the music video and just doing my thing, really. I'm now doing YouTube full time, so I've got a lot more time to work on big projects, which is exciting. So. Nice.
Well, speaking of, we need to hook up now that we're on the same channel.
Yeah.
Do a little cross play together.
And you mentioned in your in one of your vlogs that you have kind of a time set aside every day when you play with other people.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, I tend to, even though I have the whole day, I can get up really late and do videos and stuff. I still try to stay on a normal sleep pattern. But usually I try to have all my work done by sort of 7:30, 8:00. And then that gives me a good 2.5 hours every day just to, you know, just to hang out and chill with people and play games. I tend to go on the survival game servers a lot because that's, you know, everybody has Minecraft and everybody can play it, so... I tend to go onto there because we've got our own little server dedicated to just saplings on there, so that's really exciting. But yeah, it's just something I do. I just chill out and just enjoy the people's company, I suppose.
Nice, that is a really good idea. Also, Martin has a P.O. box.
I do. Oh, I love the P.O. box. In the little box, as we call it.
In the little box. You get so much crazy stuff in there, too. I'm thinking, why don't we have a P.O. box?
We got my home. Like, that's even worse.
I mean, Martin made this video on his vlog, and he was opening up all this stuff he got from fans, and it's like all kinds of stuff, shirts and like things that are like crocheted and like... pictures.
There's also something else. People like him more than us. So
was I implying that all we have to do is get a P.O. box and we'll get all that stuff?
You need to get some friends.
I've got some of
this
stuff that people have sent to me. I've got this little, I think, I don't even know what to call it. Is it a cross stitch or
a cross stitch sounds legit.
Like that. Then we've got some, I get a lot of these sent to me, actually, like people's custom plushies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
And that's your
Which
character.
Which is really cool. I've had a few of those. And then there's also stuff like a big diamond somebody sent me and said Keith would be jealous. Bebop box.
Nice.
And then I've got some really cool mittens as well. They're very itchy, but they look cool. So I just put them on occasionally. But I feel like Mario when I have them on. But they got the little sapling logo on them as well.
Oh, yeah. Like fingerless mittens. Yeah, that's
the word. Mittens.
Fingerless gloves? No. but yeah.
We need to find someone who sews and stuff and
commission and pay
and likes
them to
us
make
at the same
stuff.
Time. No. We want
Here's $20.
Free.
Pretend to send us stuff.
Okay, so basically, if you can sew stuff, go to spirithoods.com and make me one of those because I'm too cheap to buy one.
Spirit Hoods are
right?
cool. Yeah. God. All right.
You got, like,
I need a seamstress to help me remake my Shoney's Big Boy costume.
Oh, that's right.
Because I still have my giant paper mache burger. I just need a new set of red and white checkered overalls.
Oh yeah.
So anyway.
Okay. Well, I guess
Aurelian. By the way, Aurelian looks like she's coming
Yeah, she's trying to convince me to come, but I couldn't get out to E3 because of the flight costs, so I can't get out to America in general just yet. So,
we're going to start a Kickstarter to get Martin to play on Con?
So, or you could just move to Huntsville, Alabama, and we could drive you down there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
You just hop in the back of our pickup truck.
Yeah. Or in...
Feel the wind in this luscious hair.
In Eric's unconditioned van.
That's right. Yes.
Get in the van.
I'll play you some harmonica while I'm driving. It's
yeah, how
cool.
are we getting down to play on Con? Because my car probably won't make it.
Oh, yeah. We'll hitchhike down there.
Okay.
We'll find a way.
We'll figure a way. So, if you're going down there, come pick Eric and I up. So we
don't
can go.
Don't bring any luggage of your own, because they'll need all the space for the gear.
No, we're going light this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
I say that every year. We take a bunch of crap every year.
I think if you're watching the video here, we got a frozen Martin face.
Oh, is it a good or a bad one?
It's okay. It's not quite a boy face. Is that what they're called?
Oh, have you seen the video that someone did of my boy face that I did once?
It was excellent.
It's weird. It's creepy, but also hilarious at the same time.
Have you been getting the dirt pictures like Keith does?
Yeah, you
get
one
I get
the
them
other
all
day.
The time. I even post my own ones. I posted two last night, I think. I had my disappointed face, and I had my, like, trolling face as well.
That's right.
Well, we also want to thank Ben and Matt for showing up to the live show. Thanks, Ben.
Yay! Woohoo! Oh, you're back. Your face is back.
There you go. I thought I'd refresh.
Oh, there you go.
Hey! And so, yeah, this has been fun. And Martin, it's always a real pleasure.
Yes.
Aww, thank you for having me on again.
And I'm only halfway joking about the Kickstarter to get you to play on Con.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. One thing that Ben told me, the creative.discover.us is back up.
Really?
So head on over and get and create.
Discover us.
Man, I haven't been on the killer one in a long time.
A year or something, probably.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I remember that.
We need to hop back on there and do some PvP.
Classic. Vintage,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the show, and we'll be back next week for my birthday.
Yeah.
We
next
might
week, next Friday something.
Yeah, might actually record on my birthday. So but we'll see you later, and thanks so much, Martin. You're awesome, and can't wait to play with you very
yes.
soon. Very
we'll do
soon.
That
soon.
Bye!
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 Are you gonna hit that button while I'm talking again?
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Yes, I'm just wondering where the Mustang Paper Boy is at. Where'd you go, Wes Wilson?
Hey, Dead Workers Party, this is, I'm calling in for The Shaft, and I'm just going to give you a little quick little seat. I found this awesome world in 12W21B, and it's got only four land masses and one tree, so the seed is 914763986695176784. I know that's a lot of numbers, and I'm sorry, but I did, I posted a video called SeaWorld with a few exclamation points, and it's called SeaWorld, and I am on Sister Boone Films on YouTube, so please check that out. It's really cool. All right, bye.
Hey, guys, this is oh, my gosh. Wow, I'm calling back. Y'all don't air that. You understand? Do not air that. Golly.
Dead Workers Party Network. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with The Shaft.